Hey guys, we are back with another one. I'm basically just going to talk about in this episode of what we go through and what I've been going through. So last episode was definitely about what names that we came up with and what, you know, we were doing with that. So basically, I was talking about Rain to Spark to Sector 11 to SXI and then XI, right? So now from XI, we went to I just kind of stopped ending teams. I kind of stopped doing teams. I kind of stopped really messing with that type of thing just because of the fact that doing teams and things like that, you know, I had to focus on school and I had to focus on me for a little bit, so I stopped. It wasn't like the team ended, but it definitely shut down in operations, and we shut down everything. Everybody went back to doing their regular stuff. We were like kind of like a little clan that sometimes played together when we had time and things like that. So basically I came back and there's this person on there that we found. He was a streamer and he always did this like little soccer thing or whatever, and now is a designer. And he used to be streaming. He used to stream kind of and play Fortnite or whatever. He never really was there. And then we bumped him up to a owner. And that's when we came up with the name Bang, right? Where we were talking about a name. And I was like, you know what? Why don't we just stop being so complex and kind of pick a name that is ringy yet diverse, yet different. You know what I mean? So we picked a name called Bang, and Bang was the start to Bang, hashtag Bang 2020, and we had like everybody in the team. There's about like 40 people in the team, and it was really popping. It was really big. And we started that, and that kind of happened. Bang happened, 200 likes a post every single time. But I'm going to tell you guys that those, I guess you could say, weren't authentic just because of the fact that they were plugged in plug chats, and plug chats on Twitter are usually, I'd say plug chats are a way for you to get support, but you're not really being supported. So you're kind of liking other people's. So it's kind of sub for sub, kind of like YouTube used to do, sub for sub. You know, you support me, I support you, but people end up eventually, it won't show that they support you. They're only trying to get their likes up. They're only trying to do it for personal gain. So I definitely don't go with support chats. Grow on your own, like we are now. It doesn't matter how many likes you get. It doesn't matter how many followers you get. If you're going to make an organization, you're going to make a team, don't matter. It doesn't matter about numbers. That was what the problem was with the owner that I don't now talk to. That was the problem with them, and that was the problem with one of the leads that we had recently, which was about like 3 to 4 months ago. He got a bunch of, I guess you could say, givers. There were a lot of givers in the organization that weren't necessarily supposed to be there, and that isn't a role in an organization. And I told him that he was getting too many, and we were getting bashed on for getting likes and unauthentic likes, and I can get that we were getting bashed on for unauthentic likes. So it definitely makes sense that you know, you don't need to do that type of stuff, especially since you want to grow fully on your team and your organization. You don't want people just liking your thing just because they want to get likes on their post. You know what I mean? You want to get authentic support. Authentic people going to your channel or going to your organization and you know, really, really helping you do what you need to do, helping you become what you want to become. Now, you're not going to get a bunch of support off the bat. You're not going to get a bunch of support off the bat, because obviously all organizations start small. You have to start from somewhere, though. Get people that are small, you know, get streamers that are small, and that's what I'm working on now, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter how big your organization is, there's always going to be people ready and waiting for you to join an organization. These people and these, I'm sorry to say, but these community and this community that I've seen that are like Fortnite and this Fortnite community that I've seen has just ruined esports play as a whole. I definitely say there's a lot of children, a lot of kids, a lot of immature kids and children that are like 10 or 9, and as I said in the last episode, they just play the game and they make thousands and thousands and think that they're all that. And really, to be honest, you know, it takes more skill than that, you know what I mean? And they have a big egos. They have a lot of egos that aren't necessary. It's not necessary to do that type of thing. So they have egos, and, you know, a lot of the organizations and owners, as you see, there's a lot of teams that have, I'm pretty sure, for me being in the gaming industry and me being a organization owner since 2014, and really, to be honest, in teams like clans since like 2012, so I've been in the industry for a while, just playing games, playing with people in teams, managing teams. I know a lot of managers don't know how to manage because they're all 13, 14, 15. They don't know the concept of management, period. I was talking to one person in a team that isn't now in that team. So he was a general manager. And as a general manager, you definitely have to do more things than just look at a roster. And That's basically all he did. That's really all he did. Was just look at the roster and that's it. And talk to people. That's all you do. No, as a general manager, you definitely have to talk to people. You have to have a higher management before you. You know, with general managers, you have to get the base. The general managers are the most important, yet the lowest of the hierarchy of managers. General managers are kind of like the bottom, but they're not really the bottom. They're the most needed. You know what I mean? Because they're going to be the ones talking to your players. They're going to be the ones looking forward to getting your information, because it comes down from all the highest of the executives, and then it comes down to the second, and then it comes down to the third, and then it comes down to general management, or the lowest, I guess you could say, where they tell the players. And to be honest, in a thing like that, you're not really talking to the managers or the owners like you really think you are. You're actually talking to the managers more than you are talking to the owners. So as I've been owning an organization, I feel like I've been a one-man army, you know what I mean? Because not a lot of people know and have the same dream as me. You know, you have to get people that have the same dream as you. If you don't get the people that have the same dream as you, you're definitely not going to go anywhere, because they're not going to have the same push. They're not going to have the same goal. They're going to try to do anything that they can do to not have your dream go where you want it to go. This is why bank organization is so, not so small, but it definitely doesn't have a lot of members as all these other teams that have 50, 60, 70, 80 members, because of the fact that everybody is trying to do their own thing. We're not coming together as one, making one goal and pushing towards it. You're just going to have something where you're just kind of, it's just kind of like you're like I said earlier, you're a one-man army, and not everybody's going to do the same thing as you are. So if I'm really talking about it, and I'm really being clear, is that you're going to have to find the people that have a common goal, have one common goal, and that one common goal, you guys have to be on the same page. You have to have communication. You guys have to be friends. You guys have to know each other. Because as general manager, as all these managers, you know, you have to talk about so many different things to become an organization, which is why it's easier to become a team. Now, there's different types of teams. There's like little Fortnite teams, like just that play together, like kind of like a friend group. That's really what a team is. It's kind of like a clan, but as a clan you have like 100, 200, 300, if you have 300 people in there, or at least 100, you have like 100 people in there and they all play together. That's what a clan is. And then it goes to team. Team is kind of like you're more serious, you kind of want to go somewhere, you don't know where you want to go, you guys all have the same goal to have that type of thing where you guys want to make profit off of you guys playing the game. And then it comes to the point where you have so much exposure and you have so much traction coming to your team and channel that you want to create an organization. So you want to start getting profit off of the brand. And, you know, I guess we could say we're definitely at the organization slash team stage. We're not definitely all there at organization because we're only just, we're just getting there. You know, we were founded in 2014. As you guys know, we changed our names, and we definitely had some things that were going wrong in the team that we needed to fix and that we needed to do best for our viewers. And as we've changed our name, as I said before, do not change your name, keep one name. And if you really want to do something, you'll really only keep that one name, because if you change your name one time, all your supporters will leave you because they liked you for that name. They know you for your name. They don't know you because they know you because of the people. But that's when you're kind of phased. That's when you're kind of TSM. You know, you're these big organizations where people know your streamers and then they come to you from those streamers. People know you for your name as a clan and team. Once you change your name, then you're kind of at a loss for words because you don't know where you want to go. You had so many ideas that now you have to rethink on what you want to do for that new team name, and then now you have to start over, get new branding, spend more money when you could just spend the same money that you got on that team name. So you definitely have to keep your team name, and you definitely have to find the managers that are right for you. Do not find people that aren't right for you, because then it's just gonna ruin your team. And like I've encountered so many people in my team that have betrayed me. And it's sad that it's gone to that. But I'll talk to you guys after this little short break. Make sure to follow if you haven't. Like, share, subscribe. Thank you so much. Taking a little break right now.
Yo,
what's going on?
Nothing much. How's it going with you, man?
Going good, man. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I'm just trying to get you know, some new people on the podcast and let some people know how Bank started. So when did you, I know how you came in, but you know, explain to the viewers how you came into Bang, you know, if you do remember.
So I was just starting to take off a little bit on Twitch. I had finally hit 1,000 followers and I was doing a celebration for that. And it was around the time that I was trying to promote a giveaway that I ended up just having a random message. And, you know, I didn't think much of it at first, but I was like, you know what? Seems interesting. Let's see what it's all about. And one DM led to another, and here I was, you know, fresh in something called Bang, and I was just trying to find a way to make some content for him, staying on the daily grind.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. And, you know, same here. I'm just trying to, you know, create some more, you know, content for Bang, as we all are, you know, have the same goal. And I was just telling the viewers that, you know, with managers and you know, coming up with the name, as we've changed so many names, you know, no one really knew who we were because of the fact that we changed our name so much.
Yeah.
And coming up with Bang, I think, is definitely a new fresh and a new fresh way to come into the esports play and come into just gaming in general, you know what I mean, as a team.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, so, you know, I just wanted to ask you some questions. You know, where do you want, you know, Bang to take you if we, you know, end up going like TSM type big or FaZe type big?
Well, I mean, I think the best answer that I can come up with is, I guess, where I want it to go for other people more than myself, because, you know, I just want to see a good community, a strong community, people that are coming together and making a difference in the world. Because mm-hmm. video games are a great way to kind of shed light on problems and help people out, people that aren't as fortunate, you know. So mm-hmm. where I'd like to see us go is just somewhere that can help more people in a unique way.
Mm-hmm. So you mean like having a, you know, a better community?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and is what that's exactly what we're working on, you know. You know, as a small organization owner and, you know, the people I've encountered, you know, some people you may encounter some rude people, you know, you may encounter some people that don't have the same goal. And, you know, it's not that it's wrong to meet those types of people, but it definitely shows you what you need to work on as a person and
right.
and what you need to do to, you know, get on your JLB and actually do what you need to do to get to where you want to go, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's one thing to, you know, try and be a better person, but it's also what kind of person are you when you meet those types of people. So I feel what you're saying 100%.
Exactly. And the only way to have a team and have some sort of, you know, connection with each other is to talk to each other, you know, not let everything go, you know, not be too vulnerable, you know, because you might yeah. encounter some people that will, you know, try and ruin, you know, you ruin how you act, you know, but you gotta keep on going. You gotta strive for that same goal. You guys gotta all strive for that same goal.
Yes, sir.
And as you know, as I've been owning this organization for years now, you know, did you see what happened to our YouTube? Did you see what happened to our YouTube just recently?
A little bit of griefing.
Yeah, a little bit of dislike button as well.
Yeah,
man's acting crazy, but you know, those are definitely the type of people that you'll meet. And you know, you just gotta get past it. You know, he's definitely helping us out, because I mean, we get way more views. You know, so yeah. it's not really making me feel any type of way, but he definitely feels some type of way, and you know, you just got to push past that. You know, we'll definitely push past that threshold of, you know, being a small organization. We definitely want to go places. And I know that we all have to have that same common dream, you know?
That's right.
And another question is, you know, what do you want, you know, what type of content do you want to see on, you know, Bang's channel as a member of the team that's been a member of this team for like a few months now, actually a few months, and
time flies. Actually,
yeah, really time flies, you know. And that's how everybody's supposed to be, you know. You got to give small teams a chance. It doesn't matter how big, how small, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, you got to give teams a chance, and it's all about the person and the people that you meet. But as I said before, and as I was saying, wait, what was I saying again?
What kind of content? What kind of content?
Yeah. What kind of content do you want to see on, you know, Bang's channel?
Honestly, there's a lot that you could get into with, like, you know, what's hot right now. Is it, you know, shooter esports, you know, things like Dota? And then there's the mobile scene starting to get pretty big, too. As long as the content that you put out is, you know, good, clean content that's, you know, it's high action, it's fun to watch, it's got a lot of community engagement, I think that's, you know, that's for mm-hmm. itself more so than, you know, am I playing the flavor of the week title that's hot right now, you know? Are we playing Valorant mm-hmm. or Fortnite? Are we playing, mm-hmm. you know, what the community wants to see.
Yeah, because, you know, you do got to accommodate and let the viewers know that you're going to try to do different types of games. You know, you don't want to do too many new games. Yeah, you don't want to do too many old games. You want to spread it too much either, you know, because then you're going to have too much things on your plate. You're not going to know what to do next. You're going to run out of ideas too quickly. But, you know, in the talks, I'm in the talks with the Clash of Clans team, just so you know, for the mobile thing.
Oh, yeah.
I am in the talks with the Clash of Clans clan, I guess you could say, but a team that's on Clash of Clans. So we are in the talks with them, you know, definitely some new content to see on the channel if they do end up joining, which we are getting close to them joining, but you know, I gotta stay quiet on that, you know? I gotta stay quiet on that
for now.
We just gotta see whether or not they do it. But you know, it's amazing because today I just literally got my shirt, so I'm so hyped.
Oh, you got yours today too?
Yeah, wait, you got it too?
Yeah.
Dang, I'm gonna need to see that some timing. Photos, man. I'm gonna need to see some photos, make some PNGs, you know, make some graphic effects, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
post some videos and stuff like that. But you know, that's really gonna conclude the episode. Just a few questions from our from me, the owner, to one of the streamers and most dedicated people that I've ever met on Twitch. And grinding literally every single day. I see him all the time on streams and just like all of our other members that are in the team, you know, grinding, doing their thing. That's all we want. It's just the grind. It's all about the grind.
That's right.
You know, so definitely great having you here, you know, talking to you, seeing what's up with you. You know, I hope all is well. Definitely with that tree in your yard.
Yeah, crazy stuff in life happens. But thank you for having me, man. It was a ton of fun talking with you.
No problem, man. It was a ton of fun talking with you, too, man. I hope you have a good one.
You too.
So as we continue with what we were talking about, you know, initially, I'm just going to say that, you know, you're definitely going to create an... you know, you're going to encounter many people, and you always have to do what you love and go only for your dream. It doesn't matter who doesn't want to be there. It doesn't matter who doesn't want you to make it. You know, you always have to go and do what you love, which is what I'm striving to do. I don't care. As much hate as I've gotten these past weeks, definitely amazes me how people hate so much on a organization. But, you know, people will do what they do, and you have to be mindful, and you have to be as pure as you can be, and you have to just keep on going. It doesn't matter what they say, it doesn't matter anything, because once they make it, once you make it, they'll definitely come running back saying that they want to make it with you. Basically, if they come back and talk to you and want to talk to you, they're basically saying that they want to be there with you. But at first, they didn't want to be there with you, because nothing can destroy your dream. You know, you have to keep on going. And all about the grind and dedication, and with the managers, and you know, with coming up with their name, you know, you gotta love that name. You gotta pick that special name that's only accustomed to you, that only you like, that only, and it could be one that you know only you like, but you also have to think about the other people as well, and as if they would like that name. And don't pick a long name, too much of a long name. You want to kind of pick a one word name or a four letter name. But you know, before you become an organization, pick managers that are at least 18 plus, you know. And if you're 18 plus, do not pick underaged managers, because they may not know what they need to do to have your organization be successful. I wouldn't say leads and
overall leads are really necessary, I definitely say just managers, just a full manager lineup of everyone. So this is going to conclude this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this. We're gonna definitely talk about some things tomorrow. So I hopefully you guys enjoyed this segment of this series. I really do. I wish you guys the best. I wish you all well. Thank you guys so much for listening to the end. Make sure to follow us, subscribe, like, do anything you can to support us. If you do support us, if you come up with supporting us, please let us know. Let us know if you cop some merch. Let us know anything. Just let us know. Keep the communication up. You know, we love our fans. I love my fans. I love the fans that I'm going to create and have by my side. So, you know, definitely let me know what's going on. And, you know, peace out.